Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I'd like to call to order the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Wednesday, February 24th, 10 a.m. We'd like to call my second chair and captain, did you say the third floor this morning? Please rise.
Our heavenly Father, we come to you, thank you for this day and for the, we thank you for the rain that we've gotten this past 2 days. We just ask to continue to water our places around here, and we just thank you for it. We thank you for our visitors being here, we just ask that you be with the Osage Nation, just bless the chief, assistant chief, and judicial and minerals council. We just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we ask that you give us guidance on the things we do and the things we say that we might praise you, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. Like Paul.
Councilwoman Boone.
Will be here presently.
Councilman Tishwalla.
Present.
Councilman Crum.
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Present.
Councilwoman Redcorn.
Here.
Councilman Redcorn.
Here.
Chairman Waller.
Here.
Councilman Gates.
Present.
Well, thank you for that. I'd like to do item number four, the county reports. As you all well know, the nation and the county department shut down yesterday, and they actually have just got back to their offices, so that's not in your book. But it's Mr. Swan's report to the council and last month is in your book for review. And if we don't have any questions, I'd like to go on to the director's report. As soon as I have Bill say he's got his information. Bill, do you have the chief late morning?
Yes, sir.
With that, I'd like to go on to the director's report, item number six.
Osage production slightly up to 11,226 barrels of oil. 13,441 MCF and 28,273 gallons of gas liquid. And these are December 2017 numbers. I have a decline curve on the total reservation here. This is the decline curve that any professional oil and gas person throughout the world will see today that they printed off from the number one data company in the world. Also shown is a flat line graph that I reported on last month showing that the well spud, I believe in 2017, you can take that flat line out to the same spot at 10 wells drilled. That's what we were told, I don't know. It's kind of hard to deal with information when you don't have anything in writing to go by. So anyway, so I'm giving you what I have available to me. Moving on from the production, when climate laws were changed, climate laws failed to become law. The previous administration tasked the government, environmental, and regulatory agencies with creating regulatory to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The action to reduce emissions have been mostly scientifically undetectable, environmentally insignificant, and practically worthless. We have laws on the books to protect Americans' health from emissions that have adverse environmental impacts. These regulations have caused lost jobs and destroyed our economy, especially our local economy. The EPA announced last year that the gambit's up with them. They're pulling the previous administration's promulgated regulatory and going back to the regulatory process set by Congress. Congress should make improvements to every federal agency in this regard. The federal overreach continues to decimate our Osage economy. I hired a well logger from Hominy to log a well for us last year, the first well he logged in 2 years. We have a lot of companies like that all over the reservation. They are not working at home anymore. Osage Mineral Council personnel are not allowed to speak to anyone at the Osage agency without permission from the superintendent. Everyone's cut off from all permit data at the Osage agency under the guise of FOIA. Emergency management plans are worthless without access to all data. Our drilling intent has gone from a one-page free Osage Form 139 to a 500-page data mining project costing up to $35,000 a well, taking up to 2 years. And then after 2 years, they might come around and say, oh, by the way, you're not going to be able to drill that well after all, after you've spent the money. Some wells are being turned down completely. This is all under the guise of NEPA, ESA, ABB, EIS, and EA. These are not rule-making laws. Numerous lawsuits and appeals are taking place due to the notification of appeal process that is imposed at the Osage agency. Go on to some good news. The North Burbank unit, our CO2 project, is the most prolific producing property on our mineral estate. The operator distinguishes water flood or secondary oil and enhanced coverage for tertiary oil. And I recommend that we request that the Osage agency report or add an additional tertiary or type 4 oil production element to our production data being kept. Now, I'm not sure, I don't believe this is happening right now. I think it's being reported like water flood oil. And so I'd like to see this carved out. That's a very, very important factor for an engineer or anybody in a position of management. The new company, Perdure, are here today, and I'd like to introduce Regional Director Bradley Cox, Regulatory Specialist Nicole Payne, Engineer Jeff Marcel, and Safety Director Carl Coonham. They're here today. They haven't asked to be on the agenda or to say anything. I just thought I'd let you know, since this is our most valuable asset, producing asset, and recognize them here today.
So. Council, can we take just a short moment?
Sure.
Mr. Lim, I'd like you to go through the introduction. Please have them stand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you guys would like to stand up and wave to the council.
Now, impropriety, other than the jokes he's having with you, you're supposed to stand up and greet these people. We're trying to recognize you as business and elders. So with that, I'd like you to give your names to the council.
Okay. I'll start out. My name is Bradley Cox. I'm the regional director of the Burbank Assets of Perdure Petroleum, engineering background. And we're happy to be operating the asset here in Osage County. And look forward to working with the council, as well as the Osage Nation and everyone involved in the process.
Thank you so much.
My name is Jeff Marcel. I'm the production manager for the North Burbank Assets. My background is 30-something plus years of experience in oil and gas business, and it's a pleasure to be a meeting and work with the association.
I'm Carl Toon, Health Safety and Environmental Director for Bridger Petroleum, and have 30 years of health safety and environmental experience. Oil and gas companies, large and small, look forward to working with the nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm Nicole Payne, and I'm located actually in the Chandler office for a both burning specialist. So I've been here the last couple of months. I've met a few of you guys, but brought along some of our corporate team to introduce themselves. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. And I wanted to go on record for our constituency who puts us in these seats is that we need that relationship with you. This time we've come to a lot, this council. With that, please have a seat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, is that the end of your report?
The you'll see below the production decline curve that's available at the MBU this morning when you pull it up. So that's for your information. Cockle not.
I'm glad you could end it on a good note. The first ones are, of course, our reality. Council.
I was wondering, we do have a producer that was drilling some oil wells last year. How many oil wells did you for yourself or for others drill in 2017?
Did he say 10?
He said that 10 was all that was drilled by anybody.
Then that'd be us.
Well, we also know that Mark Short drills some wells, other people drill wells that I saw myself.
One number we were told was 28 wells, and so, but we were told at the shareholders meeting there were only 10 drilled, so, you know, it's word of mouth. We're not getting any information next door, so it just, we're relying on the operators to give us information.
Right, and since that turned into IHS, where they don't have, you know, that's not accurate, of course, so. The BIA
got
right. So that's what I want to kind of show that there isn't accurate. We don't know what it is, but we know that's probably not an accurate number. All right, thank you. That was it. I just wanted to ask.
Councilman Yates and Councilwoman Irwin.
Bill, looking over your report, looks good. A lot of graphs, pictures. I like that. I'm easily distracted. In the future, could you maybe send that out a day or two ahead of time? You know, we requested that the superintendent send that report early enough so that we can at least review it and maybe come up with some, you know, pertinent questions, formulating an idea, kind of review, maybe look over your information.
Right.
So maybe a day or two ahead or something?
You bet.
Okay, thanks.
Councilwoman Irwin.
If y'all recall the last time, Mrs. Phillips was here with superintendent. She was very proud to say that they had 18 drilling permits. She didn't say that the wells were drilled for 2017. So, I don't know. I just wanted to point that out. She did tell us that. So, I don't know if all those wells were drilled or not.
Yeah.
I think the key point is 200 to 400 wells that the Osage is used to. And we're not anywhere close to that. So, you know, the IHS data that's I'm hearing is, you know, it's not really reflective. I mean, then there better be a story to tell for 180 wells that aren't anywhere on a record somewhere, which I personally don't think are out there, or 190, whatever. You know, you do the percentages, we're talking very low percentage compared to what we're used to in the county. And, you know, I think it's a good report. Again, I sent this gentleman, Mr. Zilla, in D.C. or Denver, is anxious to come and chat with us about the findings he had up to 2016, which he had a lot of the same conclusions. Now, if there's 200 wells drilled outside of somewhere that no one's reporting, I'd like to hear it. But my guess is 10, what I heard at the meeting on Sunday, or 24 is a far cry from what we should be. Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, go.
Okay. I was just wondering if Bill, maybe task him to maybe put a report together on previous years on drilling. You know, it seems to be a 200 per year. I'm sure we may have had that at some point, but you know, it's a volatile commodity. And we've had good years and bad years, and I don't know that we've had that many every year.
Yeah, it's the second graph.
Second graph. Now, this is information that you got from IHS?
No, this is, IHS doesn't have this information from when they were probably cut off in 2014. This is coming from our trustee, federal trustee, in Jerry Cuzzella's report.
So which one is the well spuds blue line?
Right.
And the number is 350 in January 2009?
Close to it.
Is that pretty close? And then in January 2010, we had a little over 150. This one, I know how to read this. And then, let's see, January 12, we had just under 200.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you see this sharp decline after 2014 in June, or January, but that's probably pretty close to the June or August 2014 memo that I got. So, okay, just so I understood. Thank you.
Councilman.
At last meeting, I did ask the superintendent to put on her report about new oil, if we, you know, have any, you know, to put down how much we've gotten per month. Yeah, we have 12 on this sheet for January of the drilling. I'd like to know if they've hit oil. We don't know that. That's what I'd like to know. I want to know about the drilling. That's not our report.
Along the same line, has the superintendent contacted you?
Not today. We got the report sent to us yesterday and the day before. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
About not being here. I mean.
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on the director's report? The only other, yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad he's pointing out a lot of the issues that I think what we're facing on the federal level. You know, we've been discussing this, having hints of this. I'd like to see more info, maybe a turn in since the administration currently is there, that I assume is more interested in oil activity than his predecessor. But I agree with it. One thing that we did hear, or I'm hearing lately, is President Trump is interested in certain types of activity on Indian land, and maybe we're part of that. I don't know, we'll have to verify the information I'm getting. But I like it, and I think they're aware of what's going on. And hopefully we get this commentary to D.C. I'm not sure, because the last time somebody came back about this and we thought everything was okay in Osage County, and said, well, this report would summarize that we're not there. That this is a more accurate picture of what's going on in Osage County. So I think we ought to continue that effort, but not an individual effort. We need to have a collective vote to move maybe our attorneys with some kind of collective voice to D.C. and say that this report is reflective of our activity in Osage County. We want to put through what's the Bureau, what's the federal trustee, or our trustees going to do about solving these problems. Thank you, Chair.
That's one thing.
Councilman Rick Horn, if you would make that in the form of a motion, I would second it.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we take Mr. Lynn's report, submit it to our attorney, and we need commentary on what we need to do to get our voice heard and our problems summarized to Mr. Zinke.
A second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilwoman Benton, on articulating our message on to the Secretary of Interior and the White House. Did we have any other discussion?
Did he say we need to submit it to our attorney?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Second, is that correct?
Yes.
Council, you good with that? Any other discussion? Let's call for a question.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Shishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Wallen?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Before we get off the director's report, I think the other in the introduction today will help us on what I'm getting ready to ask our director of council, is that this project that they have is exactly the numbers in which it's dedicated to a percentage of royalty payment. That is immediately corrected upon payment to the royalty to the Osage. That separation alone will give you some of the ideas that we need, and then you can add some smaller water flood projects to it, if available. But their footprint alone will probably be very decisive on something we're getting ready to go into. I do want to put on the record, as I fly out, I give this presentation to the RPC committee on Wednesday. They called me and they asked exactly what our problem is. A lot of tribes are needing exactly this, and they're not too crazy about me getting up there and telling them this is what's wrong, but all the tribes, President McGay, as my co-chair, has asked me to be a presenter. So I'm going to roll that out. I think we do the follow-up, which will be fine. Last comment I have is that if you could get together with the director of our office, get those numbers generated, and then we can go put it all packaged together, because that number actually is one of the largest production elements at the lowest rate. 3,000 barrels at the smaller rate. That, I do want to say that I was asked to show the procedures in which all the tribes are going to go and deal with the White House, and you are correct. You're getting ready to change. And everyone has the same problem permitting. It's just, it had been devastating to us. So with that, I will probably do the closing comments, and the message will be delivered Wednesday of next week. Council, thank you. With that, I'd like to move on down to the superintendent's report. Would Amy kindly give them a courtesy call? I'd like to call 918-287-5700 and ask them if somebody would be here.
Mr. Wallen?
At a regularly called council meeting? Yes.
Is your meeting going to be in Washington?
No, it will actually be in Houston at the other Department of Interior. We've got a few special guests down there. The criteria is going to be under the federal. We're one of the few with the 1906 Act, congressional. And then they're going to look at the other tribes, the 1938 Act. But we encompass so much more. And then value the reservation status, because at the end of this, they're going to roll out the royalty value on these federal lands. And they're going to head to Anwar next. So. With that, I think we ought to jump on down and handle the new business. Council.
excuse me. I would just like to comment on the superintendent's report that in the packet of information that she sent over, I wanted on the record that it was Allen Accounting that found a mistake with the Bureau of Indian Affairs amounts here for the gross production tax. So somebody over at the BIA is falling a little bit short of their accuracy in reporting to us. And this letter was signed by the acting superintendent, Richard Winlock. So he probably should be aware or notified that we depend on accuracy, but I'm glad that our accountant, Jim Swan, found this big error. Thank you.
Not the first time, but thank you. We're recognizing that. Also, the superintendent called in due to inclement weather. What's going to make it today? Could we have someone else? You take from GS 4 up.
What about Mr. Winlock? He's the acting superintendent, isn't he?
Deputy.
Deputy, so why couldn't he be here?
Why couldn't he?
In her actions.
Counsel? Would you like me to go on to 8A? With that, I'd like to go on to new business for our 2018 Osage Minerals Council election. I'd like to turn the floor over to Ms. Billy Paul.
Thank you, Chairman.
We've had an exciting few days. If you will, just take over and tell us what we need. I do know for housekeeping, the council needs to run by a contract element from the council through resolution that states that you are going to be taking care of the election and, of course, administrating the budget we passed last meeting. Just before we get started, I've tried to get your IT set up, your website, your phone, and it's not happening until we have that. Thank you. And with that, please.
Excuse me. I passed out some information that you had asked when I come to the draft of the budget. And if you notice, it's going to be a little bit higher because they put that attorney fee on, and we left that kind of flexible. I kind of broke it down as best I could. If you have any questions, tell me, and I'll try to revise it or add to it or take away from it on the budget.
Counsel.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the summarization of the activities. It's quite an impressive list. Just a short amount of time.
Thank you.
I do see the commentary on the OSA meeting. I still think the best solution to that is to go chat with the DA's office and to whatever date you have picked for sign up or finalization, that it's okay with them. They'll check into the parts and pieces as far as the 1906 Act and requirements of the Osage Nation Constitution. I think the flavor of that discussion when I was there was that it's quick. But if it's within law and code and the Constitution, then we're good. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you so much for that clarity. Also, we'll just go ahead and let you finish as your counsel.
I have a question on some of the information in here where you had asked Melanie when you would be receiving the annuity roll information. What was the answer she provided to you?
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Whenever I delivered the request and Melanie met me there at the door, and she took it and I said, thank you. And I said, could you please give me an update on when this might be delivered to me? And she said, yes. But that was just yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's my understanding that this annuity roll, according to the CFRs, will not be ready until after the March payment.
Probably.
So, and I don't know when they consider that to be. Do they consider that to be March the 15th? Is it going to be when it's distributed? I don't know.
Ma'am, it's when it's distributed.
When it's distributed.
Because that is the actual listing that we have to go by, the last check roll listing.
So what do we have for the first one?
As soon as payment's out,
it'll
be that one. And there won't be no adjusting it anyway until it actually
happens. I just thought that might be one of the first things I did so that they would have ample time to do whatever it is they need to do to get that to us as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Like I said, the budget, if there is something that you want to ask me about that, or later day, more than welcome to try to answer it. And then on that summary, pretty self-evident, we opened the office, called IT, covered that, talked to Lacey about getting information to you, did that, called the superintendent's office, we checked that, talked to Melanie. I talked to the Osage News, they were just two doors down and they came down, and I think they already have something up on their website concerning the that the election office is open, the phone number, the date of the election, and then those dates that are specifically requested. Now, I can get a hold of them and ask them to remove that until I talk with the AG and not have so much confusion if you think that's the accurate.
I think that that's part of it, but also we need to coincide with the date set by the nation anyway. Later on, I don't know where they're going to handle their electoral, but we'll handle ours here, and we'll coordinate back to your office.
Okay. And then I did speak with Susan Foreman with the Shareholders Association. There was a couple of people there that were concerned about the timeline from 1 to 10. And they first asked him, I said, well, what would you suggest? He said 2 months, and I said no. He said 6 weeks, and I said no. He said a month, and I said no. And that was basically the conversation that was had, but they were very unpleased when I did that. I did accidentally pass out a paper on the eligibility of the voters, and where I got that from was the court records that I had in 2010. Well, there was 4 questions or 4 statements on there that evidently in the revised is not on there.
That's correct.
So I called her and straightened that out with her, and she did take that off of her website or email or however it is they do their business. So that was my fault.
Yes.
And your office here did give me a kind of a summary from the last supervisor, Farron, and this is a report that was on 7/11/14, giving some of the concerns and some of the dates that I will try to reach as close as I can to them, because of course the calendar is going to be a little bit different. And then I do have the Osage Mills Council election rules and regulations, that this is what I'll be going by if that is correct.
Did you give us a copy of that?
I will get it. So she's done. Go right in here.
That's it. I didn't have one of the girls. Right.
Councilman Crane.
I think that it would be good for us.
Councilman,
you know, elections always have some controversy go on, no matter how well you run them. So I think it'd be good for us to have a resolution stating the rules. And also, I would like to see the timeline used between the time that it's open to declare and the time that it's closed be the same as in past years.
Yes.
I think if we just take what we did in 14.
A long time ago.
And do it the same way, the same rules, the same, that we would be the cleanest way to go about doing it. We know that was okay. So if we just do that and give it, and I would make that in the form of a motion that we use the same procedures, the same rules as we use in 14, so that there is a vote from us authorizing her to do it that way. That way somebody coming in wanting to raise a stink said this was specifically voted on by the Minerals Council. I think it's just cleaner to do that way, and I make that motion right now.
Yes, sir, and I'd like to add,
I second that.
For clarification, thank you, Council. For clarification, do we need to inject this? But if we use the comments the Council just had of operation under this budget, you still need something specifically under contract for her?
Yes.
Okay.
So we already voted on the budget once. So the
yes.
Budget.
I'm just doing a little housekeeping.
Oh, okay.
On the account. We have a motion on the floor by Councilman Crane, seconded by Councilman Yates.
Mr. Chairman,
Councilwoman Rabin and Councilwoman Arnold.
Because the information that was passed out at the OSA meeting was incorrect, I prepared a resolution addressing that number 4 issue that is going to have an effect on the motion that was just made, I believe.
We have a motion on the floor.
We know that, and that's why I'm saying.
Yes,
this is going to affect what you've got. So
that take care of that.
How do you want to handle that?
We have the motion on the floor. It will have to be voted in to get some criteria set down for the election, and then we'll go into the criteria.
Okay, and then I can do my resolution.
Yes.
Okay.
I wish you gentlemen would be a little bit more specific
on what you're asking this lady to do, because you're actually asking her to do what they did last time. The filing date last time was March 19th, and the closing date was March 31st. Is
That's
that what
correct.
You're asking her to do?
I'm not talking about those dates. I'm talking about the same span of time in between.
The adjustment okay. we made on the actual election date, if it falls 3 days after this one did, when we got voted in, we'll adjust all timelines.
Okay, so I just want you to be a little bit more specific about it, because I got too many people giving me phone calls about what's going on, and I really don't fully understand, so you need to be a little bit more concise.
I consider the last election had not been contested, had not run into any problems, nor had it been taken to an attorney general for review. It passed. Let's just stick with it.
Call for the question.
Yes. Call for the question here. Would you like clarification?
Well, what's in your books that she handed me is Rules and Regulations 316.10 version 2. Is that the version that we're approving? Is that what they used in 2014?
That's the one we used last time. Where is that at?
So, the filing...
Go ahead.
The filing date would be March the 1st through the 15th or 16th. Is that what you're asking?
Same number of days is between the beginning and the end is what, well, and weekends if that falls into it, you know, whatever, but the same time frame and then the same rules is what we used in the past.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Farron.
Mr. Lowe, discussion.
Farron gave them 20 days, and I didn't know that until after. I just assumed that whenever they said 7 days, that I thought 10 days was adequate, would have been adequate for me, so I was saying that. But I did not know that Farron had given them 20 days. And what we gave on the 2010 to be truthful. But I'm more than happy, if that's what you want, we'll give them 20 days. But I want that decision to be yours and not mine, because I think 10's enough. But that's okay. Up to you.
I'm just saying, what would it hurt? We've got plenty of time to let them have that much more time to get their signatures and stuff. So I just want to use the exact same ones as we did last time. And if that's 20 days, that's, you know, weekends or whatever, you know. But and then to use the same rules. That's my motion.
That brings it down to about March 28th. So do I still need to go talk to AG about it, or do you decide?
We got to have a vote here first.
Council.
Well, just a quick comment. They been used before. Just chatted with Mr. Prime, very little feedback or things coming back afterwards. If it works, we need to vote it in.
Thank you. Councilman.
Did you pass out more of the information than I got? I got your summarization Tuesday and the budget, and that was it. I don't have time frames of when we sign up, when the election is, and
we have a maintenance.
No. Well, the CFRs will cover that.
Yeah.
That's correct. And then if the nation doesn't go with the CFR date in June, which is usually the 6th or the 3rd, then that's the only time it'll be changed. But it should match up. That's exactly how this government came into play the same day we had.
Yes.
I move call the question.
Call for the question.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Herwood?
Yes.
Well, Councilwoman
more specific
Redcorn?
Enough. Yes.
Thank you.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
I don't have a copy of what was used the last election, so I'm going to vote no.
Motion passes.
I'd like to entertain a motion to go into the election supervisor at $14.70 an hour, not to exceed $10,000 on the 2018 election. Will that work for you?
That's
under contract, in a contract.
In the scope of work.
The scope of work is to deliver a great and fine election for the Kosovo Women's Council and all that's concerned. I'm trying to write it here while we're talking. You can interject any time.
Are you needing a second? Is that what
no,
you
I need a motion for accounting to allow us the expenditures even to pay for our office requirements. Gotcha. And it has to be specifically her position?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I put in the supervisor. That's what we've already allowed to vote on the budget.
So moved.
Yes, ma'am.
Second.
Second chair, please.
Have you hired anyone else?
Yes, I think Florence is here. Yeah. Florence Trenton will be the assistant supervisor, and then whenever she's not there, if I need help, Jan Tallchief will come in and help me. And I
who's the other person?
Jan Tallchief.
Ms. Tallchief, how are you? Thank you, please. Florence, thank you all.
And I've also already secured three judges and three clerks, and I'm waiting on some phone calls back for the others.
Thank you. And now we know.
Is someone quick?
Excuse me.
About the budget, does the phone come with the officer?
Yes.
Okay.
Council.
Don't we need to have a budget modification?
No, it falls under this criteria.
Second.
Let me help you out. How do you say trust me if I'm saying? But this will all stay the same. But I see what you're saying. Go ahead and mark mine at that number you need. No, I mean, which number? What was the resolution for?
The original budget was for 60,000.
So go ahead and mark 60 and I'll break it down for you.
I did have one more thing to add.
Yes.
On Friday.
We have a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
On Friday, I put a call into True Ballot, and I have not heard back yet, but I had another company call me yesterday.
That's good.
And they're sending me some information.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to, on the motion that was made for the budget of 60,000, what you have in front of us is the budget of the last election, but our resolution said 60. I'd like to show the hours the same on payment. And now where are you going to take out the 3,700? Yes, sir. Yes, we're changing, that's it. This is for our resolution.
Take a look at the budget while you're on our executive.
Yes. Yes, the one that was approved.
There's 20,000 in for the attorney.
That's where I was going to take out the residual.
Okay. Chairman, we've already passed the resolution for a budget.
Yes, sir.
And then that's all they need information, I understand, to get started. If we need to modify the budget,
yes, sir,
we can do that later, but these people have to get started. So,
thank you. I was told yesterday that we have to do a contract for her.
Okay, so we need a resolution for a contract, yeah, for her.
Yeah.
That's what the resolution is on the floor.
Yes, sir.
And it's seconded by me.
Yes, sir.
I would ask for a call for the question.
Yes, sir, twice. Thank you, brother.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tripwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'd like to stand up. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I started doing these back in the 80s. It's so important. And I just wish you the best. One time we got stuck over 3 days. If you'd let, you could come in back. But at that, thank you. We will adjust the contract budget, bring it back to you. The non-encumbersome contract that has to be attached will be just for that position. Can we have that today? Maybe.
I will do my best.
Thank you so much. That's all we have. Thank you, ma'am. Council. Councilwoman Boone.
I would ask that anyone involved with our election that's been hired and is present today, that they stay for a little bit while I discuss my resolution that you said I could bring up now. In our books.
Yes.
That pertains to the election.
Yes. You had called and I said that we would be able to do that. Also had another request. But actually, Ms. Ponca took care of what they were asking. So I turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. This wasn't up for discussion on Friday because this incident hadn't happened yet.
But because the wrong information went out for clarification, I'd like to have this resolution voted on today. And it reads, of course, the standard first and second one. The third one says, Article 15 of the Osage Nation Constitution states the Osage and Minerals Council may promulgate its own rules and regulations as long as such rules are not inconsistent with the laws of the Osage Nation. Article 5, Section 5 of the Osage Nation Constitution states no member of the Osage Nation Congress shall hold office, shall hold any other tribal office or position of profit under the Osage Nation during the term for which the member is elected or appointed. Furthermore, there are positions or jobs through the Osage Nation where an employee can clearly be in conflict of interest by performing duties required of their Osage Nation job. Elected members of the Osage Minerals Council should be loyal to our shareholders, elect owners only. It appears that the Osage Minerals Council is inconsistent with the Osage Nation Constitution by allowing its elected officials to hold other tribal offices or positions of profit under the Osage Nation during the term for which the member is elected. Therefore, be it resolved, the Osage Minerals Council will be consistent with the Osage Nation Constitution. No members of the Osage Minerals Council shall hold any other tribal office or position of profit under the Osage Nation during the term for which the member is elected. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that in form of a motion?
Yes, I so move.
So moved.
Is it in our
vote? Yes, ma'am. And eight. For that, do I hear a second? I have a second on the floor, open for discussion. I have only a comment on one item, number five. I think all minerals council is loyal to their head right owners. I just want to say that. The other issue comes up is a tribal position or profit under the Osage Nation. I will probably need a little clarification later since I've had to deal with this on the personal level. Very touching to me.
Well, and I took those words from the actual Osage Nation Constitution.
And I wanted that for the record, too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Second.
Are you talking about the positions of profit? Is that what you
That was said? Just my comment, yes. I'm just looking at the resolution.
Okay.
All right. That encompasses other items. Any other discussion, Council?
Yes. As somebody who's never worked for the nation, as opposed to some of the other folks, actually half our council was working in some fashion for the nation in some ways else at the beginning of this term. Similar number in the first Minerals Council and second Minerals Council. The top vote getter last year, at our last election, was somebody who worked for the nation in another capacity, who everyone fully knew that he was worked there and was still the top vote getter. I don't believe any one of you who have worked for the nation during their time also working for serving on the Minerals Council ever compromised your ethics, ever compromised doing the very best job you could as a Minerals Council member and looking out for the Minerals Council minerals business. I think to try and change that now is we're getting ready to have the fourth Minerals Council. It's never been a problem. We went off exactly what the 06 Act said and the rules before that. We have a different position than the Congress has within the other form of government, in that the Congress, it sets down the rules by which the person would be working on in their other job capacity. We don't do that. We're not, there's not that conflict. And every time that anybody had even the perception of conflict, they recused themselves, they didn't enter in, they conducted themselves completely honorably. And so I see no reason to start trying to pattern ourselves as
Mrs. Boone often says, we should not be patting ourselves off of the Constitution or off of the Congress. Matter of fact, when I just talked about having staggered terms, that was the main argument, was I was trying to make it like the Osage Nation Congress. I never I even considered that. All I was looking at was something that might be more efficient. So, you know, I doubt these other folks will step up and say anything because they're, you know, they're honorable people. So I feel like I need to speak for them. And for each and every one of you in this room, in the first council, the second council, and in the third council, who were able to do their jobs just fine and do that. I commend you for doing that. I see no reason to change.
Thank you, Councilwoman Herman.
Well, I think the problem was is that when the information was handed out, it had that last one on there that said that anyone that sat on the OMC could not hold a job with the nation or a committee. This became an issue down at the OSA meeting Sunday. So I'm just telling you, this is what's all come up about it. And I don't know. I have other people say things to me, and I really don't know. I think we just need to vote on it and get over with and just move on.
Yeah.
Councilman Redcorn, please.
Well, I work for the nation. I also believe in the law of the Osage, the Constitution, what comes out of Congress, all the law that we have to protect our sovereign rights is important to me, and that we maintain within those bounds whatever we do. It's been challenging. This one clearly attacks me, so I'm going to have to stay out of this vote. I feel like I can't vote on something that's going to impact me. So I'm going to, whatever will, council decides is A-OK with Tolley Redcorn. It's just something, because I agree and I believe in the law of the land, that we should maintain that in the Constitution. What comes out of the office of the Attorney General needs to be held and upheld. The federal laws that we want and laws in federal court, we need to uphold. So this one says to me somewhere that if it impacts you, you need to divorce yourself from it. So that's what I'm going to do, Chairman. And thank you much.
Bill. Yes, sir. I knew, but I was going to ask the Councilwoman Boone, did you have a comment you need to make?
I was just going to reiterate what Councilwoman Irwin already said. This is just a point of clarification for the election rules that were passed out of the OSA. Yeah. And if there are people that do hold positions, who is going to enforce if an employee is in a conflict of interest? Who enforces that if you're an employee?
Ask me after the meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I wish you hadn't left the room, but the reason that copy was even made, somebody made an attempt last time to change the rules. It was voted down by the second Minerals Council not to do that. But that copy was the one that somehow ended up in Ms. Ponca's hands to pass out. It was never voted on, and that's never been the rule. We're not changing the rule. We're sticking with the same rules if we vote this down. Secondly, this issue has been brought up before the Attorney General, I believe at least twice. And the Attorney General ruled that we are within the Constitution to do it that way, the way we want to do it, and that we are not the rules within the nation's rules and the Constitution about the Congress does not affect us, is not on this matter here. We are not bound by it to act the same way that the Congress is required to act. Also, the
election laws passed by the Osage Nation Congress are very simple when it comes to how they say what the Osage Minerals Council can do for their election is that they set their own rules. If you read it, it may be a few more words than that, but that's what it says, is that we stand out of that, you guys do that. So we're well within our legal representation or legal rights to do the elections the way we've been doing. It's been challenged. It's been ruled on by the Attorney General. It's been fine. And so we're not in conflict with any laws by staying with the way we're doing things right now.
Thank you, Council. Councilwoman Boone.
In the resolution itself, it says that we can promulgate our own rules as long as the rules are not inconsistent with the laws of the Osage Nation, and you'll find that in the Osage Nation Constitution under Article 15. But like I said, this is just being brought up for clarification purposes only.
Yes.
And
in resolution form.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
And I might respond to that. Okay, a short one. We're not in conflict with the laws of the Osage Nation because the Osage Nation Congress gave us the right to do what we wanted on this matter. And the Attorney General says what we've been doing is fine. So we're not in.
Yes.
The Attorney General that you're talking about, are they appointed by the Chief?
I believe appointed and then confirmed by the Congress, if I remember right. I'm not in that section of the government, so I don't do that.
Oh, so as far as you know, they're appointed by the Chief?
Yes.
Okay.
Recommended. And then Yates, and then I'd like to go ahead and call for questions.
Close. Thank you. I'm clearly targeting, as well as Councilman Redcorn in this, and there's been several members that's worked for the nation and also been on the Minerals Council. I know I have one Attorney General opinion, possibly two, saying that there's not a conflict of interest as long as I abstain or recuse from certain votes, and I have tried to adhere to that. I would say that I've never hidden the fact that I work for the nation when I run for Minerals Council in the past, and I've done quite well with the shareholders. They're fine with that. I think that they deserve a qualified individual running for the council that has some knowledge of oil and gas issues. We are clearly don't have a lot on this council that have that qualification. When I first ran the first time, I approached the chief then, Jim Gray, and he put it to his attorneys for an opinion, and I waited and waited, and on the day that I filed, he contacted me and he said, the opinion that we came up with was that in the general populace, yes, it's probably a conflict of interest, but within the realm of the Osage Nation and Indian nations in general, the workforce is reduced to the point that the only certain people are qualified for this position, and that produces the workforce or the candidates. So in that regard, he said, yes, he can run, because there's not that many people qualified to run for this position. I wish there was more people with oil and gas experience on this council. It seems to me that they are interested in other issues other than our oil and gas and how to manage it and increase it. They're more concerned with the government, the Osage Nation government, and how to change it or how to overthrow it or go back to the old tribal council days. Everyone knows that I signed on to do oil and gas. That's what I like to do. So, and I would say, in the past, the shareholders have made that decision. I think they're the ones that should be making this decision, not someone trying to limit their playing field out there against other opponents, because they're feeling threatened. Thank you.
Council. Councilwoman Boone.
Well, first of all, it's like I said, this was done for clarification It is, it's not because I think it's written by the people that work for the nation. And I want to ask you something. Have you ever done work for the for CEP? Have you ever gone out and done an MIT test on CEP? That's a question to you, Councilman Yates. Have you ever done that? Well, you can answer with your hand up. Have you done that?
Somebody's trying to follow your rock.
I'm following up with, in the past, I've tried to abstain from any vote that involved class two injection wells, which is what I oversee or report on. I think I've done that.
Well, I think that there are a couple of resolutions that you voted on where you did work for those particular oil companies. But having said that, let me follow up with this. These positions are not jobs. There are no qualifications for these jobs. I'm the only one here that's been elected three times straight in a row, and I didn't get elected because I had a degree in petroleum engineering or geology or gas or any of that. The only qualification to be president of the United States is you've got to be 45 years old and a natural born citizen. There's no qualifications for that. There's no qualifications for U.S. senators. There's no qualification for U.S. congressmen. So it's not necessarily based on what kind of oil and gas experience you've had, because I certainly did not get here by having degrees in any of those fields. Thank you.
Would that call for a question?
Councilman Crum?
I have a hand up before the call.
And I'm allowed you to speak three times. Can you do it real short? Please?
Yes. Well,
you drove a long way.
I'd like to ask Councilman Yates, do you have any power to over these oil companies that you go out and do that? Are you the one who decides whether their test passed or failed?
No.
That's a work criteria.
I only observe and report.
Only observe and report.
Thank you.
He has no power over it when he does that. He has no stroke on whether it passed or not, and nothing like that. All he does is observe and report. He has no stroke on his comments.
Thank you.
That is it.
Councilwoman Irwin?
No.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
He abstained.
Chairman Waller?
Sorry. I vote no because I was the first employee to make it to this site. I give my credit to my parents, my grandparents. That's why they're on those jobs. Thank you. I'm so sorry. We are so sick. We've given that to you, but Amy brought it to us.
Councilman Yates.
Abstain.
Councilwoman Boone.
Yes.
Councilman Shishawala.
Abstain.
Councilman Crum.
No.
Motion fails.
With that, I'd like to take a 5-minute recess. And council, then we'll come right back to the Gardner River review. I think it's all taken care of, then Energy Net, then Pennant Energy. It's on that one. Yeah, and I had to bite the bullet. I just got a man that cost me $200.